All right. It's a download here on 720 WGN. We got you till 11 o'clock tonight. I'm very excited about the show, so let's get it started with the carryout. All right, here are today's top stories. Just another day in the historical history of the history White House. Oh, history. Today, the state of Maryland and Washington, D.C. sued President Trump on anti-corruption charges, saying he's violating the Constitution by essentially making money off of being president. Remember how he said he was going to stop running his business empire as president? Well, according to the suit, he hasn't. And this is a violation of the Emoluments Clause in the Constitution. The suit focuses on the Trump Tower in D.C., the hotel, which is renting out rooms to foreign dignitaries who allegedly want to curry favor with the president. And in doing this, they are requesting, dun-dun-dun, his tax returns. That's right. I, for one, I want to see the president's tax returns just so I can see if he checks the box to give a dollar to charity. And I just wonder if he's using the 1040 EZ or if he's a 1040 guy. You know, it's a big difference, blue or pink. There's a lot of questions unanswered. Big difference. And then you add to that another judge upheld the freeze on the president's travel ban based on his past tweets. Yep, that's the reason. So add it up here. President Trump was sued and his foreign policy was affected by his past social media. Great. I mean, they tell college kids to be careful about what they put on Facebook. So what's next? Are we going to see pictures of Trump doing keg stands, smoking weed at a frat party? Or that's already happened, right? I think we already saw that. With that being said, Trump had a big loyalty rally today. I mean, cabinet meeting, where he touted that he has accomplished more than any other president besides FDR in his first 100 days. We'll talk about that coming up on Touche. President Trump is heading to Wisconsin tomorrow. It's going to be hot, so I hope they let him drink from the bubbler. See, I could speak Wisconsin just like you. Attorney General Jeff Sessions testifying about Russia in front of the Senate committee, and he wants it to be open. It was supposed to be closed, but he wants it open because he's got nothing to hide. So open. But you know what? Some things are better closed. Senate hearings, for one, and also bathroom stalls, right? Better closed. Because now I feel like Sessions is going to be that guy who talks while he's taking care of business. What have you guys been up to? I'm not having this conversation. Democrat Congressman Mike Quigley is doing bits. He wants the president's tweets to be part of the presidential record. He introduced a new act called the Communications Over Various Feeds Electronically for Engagement Act. For short, COFEFE. Remember that stupid word, COFEFE? Yeah, he's doing bits often. This could potentially make it illegal for the president to delete tweets since it would be on the record at all times. I mean, why? Why not? Nice to see Quiz getting some viral coverage for a kicker story, though. Real strong. And tonight, a Democratic congressman. You did it. You made the kicker story. Good job, buddy. Go Illinois. Bill Cosby's on trial for rape. It's gone to the jury already because he did not testify on his own behalf. So we'll see what happens. All I know is if convicted and goes to jail, pudding pops may not mean what it used to mean. Can't be the first pudding pop joke. Kind of low-hanging fruit, but what can you do? In weather, so hot. Just like instant dehydration, right? Actually, Chicago is hotter than Phoenix right now, or even Egypt. Yep. But, I mean, we've got the riverboat tour. What's Egypt got? Tour of the pyramids? Give me a break. Can you have beer on that tour? Probably not. But we have no fear because the thunderstorms are coming through tonight, and they're going to last throughout the week, or at least that's what my iPhone tells me. So my guess is, just from recent memory, it's going to be nice and sunny. In sports, the Cubs won yesterday, but they still lost the series at Wrigley to the Rockies. Not a great showing for a Cubs team who seems to have trouble with good teams. That's essentially the Cubs' problem this year. You know what their problem is? Good teams beat them. You know, you don't say. The Cubs did get some home runs yesterday from Schwarbs, Russell, and Zobrist. So maybe the bats are coming alive after the cruddy weekend. The Cubs are game back, and they sit at 500. They're out in New York tonight to play the Mets. Jacob deGrom is on the mound. I know this because he's on my fantasy team. So if the Cubs can't rough him up for 7 earned like every other team has this year, then the Cubs are definitely in trouble. As I look right now, they're losing 4-0 in the 5th. deGrom is shutting them out. Ugh! Come on, man. Also, the Mets. I know deGrom is on that team and there's the other pitchers, but I couldn't tell you any of the guys who are playing on this squad. And does David Wright still play for the Mets? Is Wally Backman... Wally Backman play second base? How about Bobby Ojeda? Is he still a third starter on this team? How about Hojo? Is Hojo? Howard Johnson, is Hojo playing third? And after a 2-7 road trip, the White Sox have rightfully claimed what's theirs, and that's the bottom of the AL Central. They're now 7 back and a game and a half back of the surging fourth-place Royals. The Sox now have a mini little set with the Orioles at the G-spot. The Orioles are playing well this year, although, again, I just don't know too many guys on that squad, right? I know Manny Machado, but I think he's hurt. They got Chris Davis. But after that, I don't know. I know Cal Ripken retired, but is Billy Ripken still playing? Who's in center? Is Lee Lacy still in center? How about Tippy Martinez? Oh, yeah. Is he still closing? Been waiting to say Tippy Martinez for a while. LeBron James tries to will the Cavaliers to a road win in Oakland against the Monstars. It sometimes feels like Durant, Curry, and Draymond, they're the Monstars from Space Jam, aren't they? And that would make LeBron, Jordan, and Kevin Love, Wayne Knight. Thank you. The Warriors have a 3-1 lead, and this has all the makings of a clincher and all the makings of a storybook season for Bron Bron, who, with a win, could put some pressure on the old Warriors. Take it back to Cleveland. If LeBron loses tonight, he'll never be as good as Jordan. So go ahead, have a good game. No pressure. Also, 20 years ago, this past weekend, 20 years ago, since the flu game, which I read was bad pizza. It wasn't flu. A lot of the Bulls and the history is that it was a bad pizza from a Utah delivery place. And 5 delivery drivers showed up to deliver the pizza. They knew right away that something was wrong, and the only one who ate it was Michael Jordan. Isn't that interesting? I think it's interesting. Anyway, it's also been 25 years since the Bulls beat the Blazers. Always nice to celebrate anniversaries while other teams are playing for current championships. Always good, right? And finally tonight, a new study says that women and people in the South are more likely to have bumper stickers on their car. So gas, ass, and grass, nobody rides for free. We know that one. Or the Calvin and Hobbes peeing on stuff. We know that one. Or the Gore Lieberman 2000 bumper sticker. That's all women and people from the South? If by people from the South you mean every other dude with a truck, yeah, then I guess that study works. That's the carryout for June 12, 2017. Hey, we got a ton of tchotchkes left over from Spring Awakening this weekend. So for every order of fries, you get a free neon necklace on us. Never let the music die. All right, coming up, Touche. Chris Roebling and Dave Lundy back in studio to argue over everything. We got a lot to argue about tonight. It's coming up here on The Download, 720 WGN. Stay with us.